It wasn't that long ago that being able to close the door and be on your own and having your own room was actually considered a privilege. Going to the bathroom alone was an even greater privilege because most families slept in the same room as the animals. So this was very, very exclusive. You can see the transition to the bourgeois private individual in the excavation of the large cemetery in Paris. There were mass graves, which eventually overflowed. The dead bodies were then laid in the catacombs, and the new modern cemeteries were built where we lay side by side, each in our isolated grave. The bourgeois private citizen, the bourgeois private interest. Well, this is the reason that we now live in these tiny units in the city that we can barely afford. Way too tiny, cooped up, claustrophobic, and getting on each other's nerves. And all ages separately. Babies by themselves, children by themselves, teenagers by themselves, parents by themselves, grandparents by themselves. We're completely segmentalized and marginalized in small, isolated units, instead of the life we were supposed to live, together. We sit here around a table with one another, and the babies and the children, the teenagers, the parents, the grandparents are here, because we're only here because of each other. The worst is we're not only isolated as babies, only with children, and then only with teenagers, but ultimately, when we're old, we also sit there, isolated, on the edge of society, with no part in the human community at all. That's our lives. I have been terrified of ending up there. My dream, together with my 12 best friends, whom I've known for 40 years, is now we're getting old and there are a lot of empty villages on Lolland and Foster, and we're very different, and we know a thing or two. We'll all move down there to make our own senior community, where we're there for each other, where we can help each other, where we can talk with each other, where we can eat together, but where we can get a little privacy too. That's my utopia of the good life. One big family where everyone chips in and we don't end up as lonely, old, and excluded corpses.